Everyone has tags they don't click on. They see them in the description and immediately scroll past. And these tags fall into various categories. The first type are kinks that you're just not into. There's no problem. It's just not your thing. And then there are the tags that offend us. Things that we see and just can't believe other people are into. So we scroll past, feeling good about standing on the moral high ground. But then, there's a third category. Those tags that we scroll past because they are supposed to offend us, but instead, they entice us. You tell yourself, how could somebody click on that? All the while feeling that cock between your legs respond to it. Everything about it is wrong. Yet inside, your curiosity builds a little bit more each time you see it. And each time, it's a little bit harder to scroll past. Has one come to mind? What is the type of porn that you know is wrong? You know you should never click on, but you want to all the same. Can you feel that tension inside you? Pressure building like an earthquake that you know will erupt in pleasure if you just give in? You shouldn't be feeling arousal at the thought of it. Yet there you are, struggling to scroll past. But you somehow manage, because you know if you feed the arousal, even just a little, you'll go down a dark hole you won't be able to escape from, and give in to the lust that lives in the shadows of your mind. Of course, we've all crossed other lines in the past. Think of some of your kinks. How many of them did you avoid for weeks, months? Even years later, you now find yourself fully immersed in them. But this one is different. This one you definitely can't cross. Can you? I have a little secret to tell you. If you were to click on one of those audios, nobody would ever know. You don't listen to erotic audios to feel moral. You listen to them to feel good. Imagine how good this taboo you fear can make you feel. I'll tell you what. You don't have to click on one right now, or even today. I'm just here to open your mind to the pleasure you are missing out on by denying your depravity its deepest sexual desires. The promise of sexual pleasure always pulls our minds back. No matter what lines we set, sexual desire will pull us over them. Just by drawing the line, you've challenged your lust to pull you over it. Close your eyes and let it happen. Let it overtake you. Imagine this style of audio you know you can't listen to. What makes it so wrong? What would a scene from one of these audios look like? Can you visualize it? Let your own mind create the image. You don't need my voice to narrate it. You have your own lust to guide you. Follow it. See it. Immerse yourself in it. Oh, I dare you to touch yourself. Just run your finger slowly up and down the length of your shaft. Does it feel good? Does it feel naughty? Why? Why does that naughty, forbidden feeling make your cock feel so much better? It's like the more you sink into it, the more you feel your blood pumping, your heart beating heavily in fear, and your cock throbbing in anticipation. Stroke. Imagine the scene and stroke. Just this once, your own mind is in control here. See where it takes you. Yes. Your mind is in control. Nobody is putting these images here. They are yours. Stroke. Oh, let me join you now in this pleasure. Oh, it's okay. It's only pleasure. There is no reward for resisting. We're alone here. Nobody to judge us. It feels too good to stop. Let your mind flood you with erotic fantasy of everything you know to be wrong. Let it pleasure you. Let your mind flood you with erotic fantasy of everything you know to be wrong. Let it pleasure you. Let it draw out all your cum. Submit to the forbidden. Give it your body. Give it your mind. Yes. Come with me. Come with me as we sink into the shadows. Let them overwhelm your desire. Just let yourself go. There's no reason to hold back. Come to it. Come to the forbidden. Come to the one thing you promised you never would. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh.